Good afternoon, Chavra. So today's topic was suggested by Rabbi Eric Goldstein, who came over to me this morning and said that maybe a good topic would be to talk about if a person puts themselves voluntarily in a dangerous situation, does one bench komo for something like that? We know that if someone was let out of jail, if someone was a cholish in the srape, so you bench komo, but what if you did it to yourself? What would be an example of doing it to yourself? I don't know, if a person went skydiving, they did it to themselves. Or if a person went, for example, donated a kidney, so they decided to go under an operation by themselves. So does a person bench gomel after something like that? Why did he suggest that this should be a topic that we talk about today? Because for those doing the Daf Yomi, it relates somewhat to the recent Daf Yomi. What happened in Chagiga Daf Yudalid and Tesvav that this relates to? So Chagiga Daf Yudalid talks about the four people who entered the Pardes, and Rashi says that how did they enter the Pardes? That Ola L'Rekia Ali De Shem. They went to L'Rekia using a special Shem Hashem, and three of them were very badly damaged from that experience. Ben Azai died, Ben Zoma was Nifka, Acher was Yotzei L'Tarbus Ra'a, and the only one that came out unscathed, the only one that emerged unscathed was Rabbi Akiva. He was unharmed. So one of the Gedolim in the times of the Chida, Rabbi Eliezer Nachum, raised the following question. Did Rabbi Akiva bench Gomel after this trip into the Pardes? After all, three out of four chance, you don't come out okay. So one out of four chance, he managed to be the lucky winner. So he managed it. So do you bench Gomel when you come out of that trip? So he says, Rabbi Elazar Nachum said that he came up with this Shaila, Bechalom Halayla, and in the dream, he asked his good old friend, Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachya Azulai, what the answer would be. Who is Rabbi Yitzchak Zerachya Azulai? The father of the Chida. So he said in the dream, he asked the father of the Chida this Shaila, and the father of the Chida did not give him an answer in the dream. So when he woke up, he wrote the Shaila down and sent him a letter in the mail asking him the Shaila. He was still alive. So he sent the Shaila to the father of the Chida to get an answer to this question. The crux of the question is, obviously, do you bench Gomel when you put yourself in a situation of danger? So while this is not so Nogam, most of us are not Nichmas the Pardes and Yotze, but many of us do things that are sometimes dangerous. You might donate a kidney, you might go skydiving or bungee jumping or something like that. So would one bench gomel after something like that? So one potential raya is pointed out by the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Yud Sim Chafei Perichav Gimel, that one of the people who benches gomel is someone who's maflig layam, someone who takes a boat trip somewhere, benches gomel. Who told him to go on a boat? He decided to subject himself to the risks of the waves and everything else, and all the other risks of traveling, and the pirates and whatever else is out there on the great seas. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, isn't that a raya? That even when you put yourself in danger, you still bench gomel? So he says, nah, that's not a raya, because it's the derech ha'olam to travel. What, are you going to tell the guy he shouldn't have gone on a boat? Of course everybody goes on boats. Everybody, when you want to get from one place to the other, you go on a boat, you go on an airplane. So that's not going to disqualify you from benching gomel. That's not considered needlessly putting yourself in danger. Our shaila is when you needlessly put yourself in danger. That's the shaila whether you have to bench gomel. So when it comes to doing a mitzvah, if you did a mitzvah that was dangerous, there's an almost opposite svara that's suggested in the Sefer Tshuvas Mata Levi, Chelik Beis Or Chaim Simin Ches, where he talks about a yoledes and whether yoledes should bench gomel. And he says that a yoledes should not bench gomel. He says, Aval zed dafka, im banu b'sakana al yidei shum siba, that when do you bench gomel? If you were put into a position of danger, but if Hashem told you to do a mitzvah, and the only way to do that mitzvah is through doing something dangerous, Hashem is the one that was mitzvah, and he's the one that protects you. How can you say gomel chayavim as if you're chayavim, as if you did something wrong? Adrabi, you're doing exactly the will of God. There's a bracha that Hashem saved us. If you're mevarich after doing a mitzvah, that's mechusrei emunah. Hashem told you to do the mitzvah, so you should have known that you're not in danger the whole time. You should know that you could be boteach by Hashem. So yoledes, he says, manavshuch. If you consider yoledes to be something that's not dangerous, so then why would you make a bracha? And if you consider it to be something that is by definition dangerous, why would you make a bracha? Because that, if Hashem told you to do it, Hashem is obviously going to protect you while you do it. And he says, and that's why the Beis Yosef doesn't mention in the Shulchan Aruch that you say that an Isha says a Birchsa Gomel after giving birth. That is his suggestion. suggestion. He suggests that it must not be a real danger if Hashem commanded us to do it, and saying our gomel after doing a mitzvah is a lack of emunah. So I wonder if you can say the same thing about Rabbi Akiva's trip into the Pardes, that was a mitzvah, meaning being on his level at that time, that was the proper next step in his spiritual development, was to be nichnas the Pardes. So if that's a mitzvah, so then maybe you should not bench gomel based on that svara. However, if Shlomo Zalman in Shuvas Mincha Shlomo Chelik Beis and Samach disagrees, he says lo havinosi, I don't understand what he's talking about. Hare gam yorde ayam, when people travel and they bench gomel, where are they going to? Very often they're going to Eretz Yisrael, other times they're going to do pidyon shvuyim. They could be going to do all sorts of mitzvos, and yet you still bench gomel even when you're going to do a mitzvah. So you can't tell me that every time you go and do a mitzvah you just say, oh, I'm not chayavim to begin with because I trust Hashem. No, that's part of the if it's something that al pi derech hateva is dangerous, so if al pi derech hateva is dangerous, you bench gomel even though you know that Hashem is going to protect us in when we're going to do his mitzvos. There is a svara to say that dafka when you put yourself in sakana, there's more reason to bench gomel when you put yourself in sakana. In the Tshuvas Avnei Nezor, Chaim Simulamites, Oz Dalin, he quotes a Tshuvas Maram Mintz in Simon Yodalin that says, you know, Hagomel, what is it? Hagomel. So what are the chayavim? He's gomel l'chayavim? Chayavim means people who deserve to be punished, people who deserve to suffer. What makes them chayavim? So says the Avnei Nezer in the name Maram Mintz, it's because they sinned and therefore they deserve to suffer. So Avnei Nezer writes, not only a chole or someone who's yotzim beis asurim, obviously that's a punishment for some sort of sin, even yordei ayam or yotzei l'midbar who did it on their own, they were put in danger, that's also called on account of the sin. What sin did they do? Lefisha etzem hadover shechnisu atzman l'sakana havichet. The very notion of putting themselves in danger, that is the sin. And that's why dafka they should say agomel chayavim, because now they became chayavim by putting themselves in this dangerous situation. So maybe it's more reason to say gomel if one puts themselves in a situation of sakana. So suggests the Avnei Nezer. He says, and anyway, even if you hold that you're not chayavim, the nusach of the bracha is not ma'akev, a raya from brachas taf nundalim and beis, Rabbi Yehuda got sick and Rabbi Chana Bagdasa and the Rabbanan went to visit him and they said, brich rachman said, blessed is Hashem that he gave you to us and not to the ground, meaning that he didn't die. And Rav Yehuda said, amen. And the Gemara says, and now he's patur from Birchas HaGomel, because apparently you don't need to say it in the exact nusach. So at the end of the day, did Rabbi Akiva bench Gomel? Did he have to bench Gomel? So two opinions. Rabbi Lezer Nachum held that, meaning the one who asked the Shaila, held that Rabbi Akiva absolutely bench Gomel, and he should have bench Gomel. And he says, Avram Avinu after Orkaz, Dimen Daniel Begova, Arayel, Sen, Nechalei, Mishal, Vazari, Bekiv, Shana, Eish, all gave Shevach V'odol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a form of Gomel, and even Moshe Rabbeinu when he came down Mimarom. So clearly they didn't all say the bracha of Gomel, because it was pre-Anshei Knesset HaGedola, but they're all included in whatever Shevach V'odol is needed to substitute for the Gomel. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Zrachya Azulai, the father of the Chida, when he responded, he said, no, there's no bracha if you brought the danger upon yourself. And he further argued that Rabbi Akiva would not bench Gomel anyway, because it wasn't even a situation of physical danger. The Pardes was not like an apple orchard that he walked into on his 2 feet. It was a contemplation and a hisbodidus of very lofty things that brought about the sakana. So Rabbi Lezer Nachum countered that we have a specific bracha every morning, that even though we had just gone to sleep and there's no physical danger in going to sleep, but since sleep is Ke'en Misa and our neshama goes back, so that alone is apparently something to be mevarich about. So Luchara, when it comes to kidney donation, Tzitz Eliezer concludes that at best only below Shema Malchus, because you put yourself in the sakana, and he's not convinced that one should bench Gomel if they put themselves in sakana. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Asher Weiss disagrees. Rav Asher Weiss thought that you do say a Gomel after a kidney donation surgery. Pashas is, I would think, that we would not be mechalik, that when, just like someone who's Yordei Ayam decided to go there, even though Tzitz Eliezer didn't like the Raya, but he decided to go there, he put himself in that situation, especially when you throw in the Avnei Nezer, that may be more reason to bench Gomel because it's Dafka L'chayavim. So Pashas is, I would imagine, that so even when someone puts themselves in danger, that they should say the bracha, that they were saved from danger, and Adrab, they have more to be grateful for, because maybe they don't deserve so much to be saved if they put themselves in the danger. So maybe it's even more to be grateful for, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them from that danger. Okay, everyone have a great day and a great Shabbos.